Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Esther chapter 2, and we're reading verses 15 to 17.
When the turn came for Esther, the girl Mordecai had adopted, the daughter of his uncle Abihail, to go to the king, she asked for nothing other than what Hegai, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favour of everyone who saw her. She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women, and she won his favour and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti.
Our focus is on verse 15. Esther won the favour of everyone who saw her. Esther's beauty was more than skin deep. After all, she was one amongst many beautiful young virgins. Whilst she was lovely in form and features, there was something about her character that appealed to all who had anything to do with her. It was something the Lord used in his plan and purpose. What an example for us all to follow. We read that the early church enjoyed the favour of all the people and obviously made an impact for good on the local community. The presence of the Holy Spirit within us will produce fruit that will bless those around us. Esther was placed in the midst of a challenging situation and was influential for good. Whatever challenges we might face today, let's allow the beauty of Jesus to be seen in us as we manifest the fruit of his Holy Spirit. A prayer. Holy Spirit, please work in my life today so that the beauty of Jesus is experienced by others. Give me your love, your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your gentleness, your faithfulness, and your self-control to be a blessing to other people. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.